information is presented for educational purposes only, is not intended to diagnose or prescribe for any medical or psychological condition, or to prevent, treat, mitigate, or cure such conditions. This information is only presented here for entertainment and educational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm David DeHaas, your host of the Whole Body Detox Show from the Living Waters Wellness Center, where miracles begin by healing from within. Where each week we bring you the health information to help you understand the simple healing secrets you can use to keep your body well, allowing you to live a healthy life so you enjoy every minute you are here on earth. Living Waters Wellness Center was formed after we discovered how to heal my body from multiple symptoms, including allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, back pain, psoriasis, acne, hives, yeast infections, and finally cancer. After 20 years of trying numerous different treatments, supplements, cleanses, iridology, muscle therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, acupressure, homeopathy, naturopathy, those experiences let us discover the recipe that became known as the Four Natural Laws of Healing. Combining multiple natural healing modalities to fully detox and cleanse the body, then allowing the body to take the perfect nutrition to fully restore the body back to its innate health. This became known as the 10-Day Healing Retreat. We've helped thousands of people get their health restored so they can live their life to the fullest extent. There is no reason for you to suffer from anything. Once you learn the Four Natural Laws of Healing and follow those, it has been my experience and belief that you can heal from anything. You can learn more about that at livingwaterscleanse.com. Click on the link, the video, Four Natural Laws of Healing.
And welcome to the show, new edition. I'm going back to my friend, the mentor, Dr. Bernard Jensen, the mentor I never personally met, did interview his daughter-in-law back in episode number one. Amazing episode, by the way. So I suggest highly that you go over and check that episode out, episode number one, if you want to learn about all the amazing things that Jensen did while here on Earth. Read over 50 books, and last week we talked about goat's milk. Curious to see if anybody went out and found some raw goat's milk to take, because it's, as he mentioned, one of the perfect superfoods. And we used to heal my daughter, who was vaccine injured at the age of one. We discovered this homeopath, and he put her on dandelion juice and goat's milk, and that's how we recovered her. So anyway, this week we're talking about a new word, a new term you probably have never heard of, and most doctors don't use it anymore, but it's called catarrh. And so what is it? Well, it's a condition in nature's method of ridding the body of waste matter, not handled in the normal elimination process. So the word catarrh means I flow. When these elimination processes reach the running stage, that means the body is waging an all-out fight against these centers of infection. So for all of those of you out there, say, hey, David, will colon hydrotherapy help with my sinuses? Will colon hydrotherapy help with my pneumonia? Will colon hydrotherapy help with my lung issues? Will colon hydrotherapy help with my eyes? Will colon hydrotherapy help with my plugged lymphatic system? Will colon hydrotherapy help with X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Yes! Colon hydrotherapy is getting the pipes opened up, 36 feet of intestinal tract, the surface area the size of a tennis court. You guys are talking about a lot of carpet to take care of there. And the carpet is important because that it's called the villi, but the villi is what absorbs the vitamins and minerals into the blood. Well, if you got old rancid poop sitting in your intestinal tract, you're going to have an issue in the tissues, anywhere in the body. And the body usually manifests the symptom where you are at weakest emotionally. So on our 10-day healing retreat, we address everything, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. And Dr. Bernard Jensen, who wrote 50 books, talks those same theme through all of his books. And I've been reading an old book when this was published called Nature Has a Remedy. And I don't know if he's, it's probably maybe out of print. You can actually do a Google for Bernard Jensen International. And the lovely Ellen, Dr. Ellen Tart Jensen, one of the top iridologists in the world, can ship you out his books, whatever they have in stock. And I highly recommend it. Every family should have some good health books to understand how to heal naturally, including the fascinating iridology charts, which shows you all the connections between the gut and all your other organs, whether it's your eyes, your ears, your lungs, your liver, your spleen, your kidney, your left hip, right hip. You know, everything is connected to the gut. So how it lives is how you live. So today, I'm reading from Dr. Bernard Jensen's book because just the wisdom just oozes off the pages here, guys. And so I just thought, you know what? Let's share the old wisdom from Dr. Jensen with you the clients. And so usually this last week's episode ran long. This will probably run long as well. You can catch the whole series over at the podcast, wholebodydetoxshow.com. There's a link from our website, livingwaterscleanse.com, or just type Whole Body Detox Show in your podcast app. We'll pop up there. But thank you for being with me today. And do share with me. Do give the office a call or send us an email if you did go out and get some raw goat's milk and what your experience has been with that. So catarrh is a word he used all the time in his book. And I thought, what the heck does catarrh mean? I've never heard the word, right? So we got to talk about elimination to get well. And he writes here, the elimination process should never be stopped since any discharge is the natural healing effort of the body to get rid of what it does not belong to it, excess waste, material, fatigue, acids, etc. Discharge cleanses the body of toxic materials before they harden and become even more difficult to remove from the system. In other words, if we use unnatural methods to stop these acute processes of elimination, they will manifest themselves in subacute ways. Well, how many of you guys go out when you've got a cold and you're coughing and you say, oh, I've got to get some cough syrup? Wrong thing to do. Come do a colonic. Get a colon hydrotherapy session. My goodness, immediately. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have came to Living Water and schedule an appointment and then call and say, I want to cancel. I'm not sick. I'm not feeling well. And those that I've been able to say, hey, come down here, get on the bed. You know, our immune systems are really good because we take care of ourselves and we do colonics regularly. We're not worried about your immune system because ours is strong. Come to a colonic. I got to tell you how many people have come in here, did a colonic when they were sick, you know, wanted to be home in bed, come in and immediately, oh my gosh, I feel so good. I'm going to work now. I mean, that fast, just by eliminating this gunk out of the intestinal tract. Dr. Jensen goes on to write, if the policemen of the body are thwarted in their efforts to oust the petty criminals, the detective may have to be called in later to find the hardened criminal. When we stop a catarrhal discharge, we have not effected a cure or conquered a disease. We have merely prolonged the day of reckoning. And we see this all the time. We just had a guy that was in here, and he had done, I think, a five-day water fast. It was a little longer than that, actually. Anyway, the point of the story is that he thought, you know, I'll probably get a colonic after this. And he did his first colonic, and okay, felt okay. And then this is right after he stopped the water fast. 4 days later, he's in here and he is not feeling good at all. In fact, he is sweating profusely on the colonic bed. He is having a hard time eliminating. He is feeling so bad, so backed up. He hadn't ate in 4 days and his body was literally a mess. So your thought would be, well, my gosh, he did a water fast. Why isn't he well? I mean, obviously he had no food going in. But what you don't understand, my friends, is that how much old debris you're packing around every single day of your life. I don't care how big your bowel movements. I don't care how many you have a day. I mean, we have stress in our world. And the colon, again, small intestine is 26 feet. The large intestine is 5 to 7 feet. You got a lot of area. And the nests of parasites and the old gunk that can stay in there for years and years and years. You can't underestimate how bad that is. Well, he learned. I mean, I told him on the colon, I says, you'll be surprised how much you may get out. Well, I don't know how much he got on the first day. I don't remember, recall that. But all I can tell is all of a sudden, he just can't go to the bathroom. He says, yeah, you have dislodged. And based upon his symptoms on the colonic bed the day, I said to him, I'm betting money, because I've experienced this many, many times myself and with our clients, is that you've got a twist in your colon. And rather than being the standard 2.5 to 3 inches, it might be an area that's maybe a half inch in diameter. And when you got old sludge, it's like concrete, literally hardened concrete, hits that. It does not feel good at all. So, I mean, he was sitting there he was not feeling good. And so we did some acupressure for him. And anyway, he's coming back tomorrow again you've got to get the water in. Water's hydrating the tissue. It's going to dissolve the old junk that's in there. And then we're going to get that muscle back to doing peristalsis, a squeezing action of the intestinal tract. And that's what's really, really important, is to have perfect peristalsis. Now, we're never going to have perfect peristalsis because we have stress. So today I'm talking about Dr. Bernard Jensen's writing about catarrhal runoff and why would we develop these conditions in the body. So from the book, Nature Has a Remedy, and it does, my friends. Why do we develop catarrhal conditions? Well, there are hundreds of little reasons, he writes. But basically, it all goes back to several major causes, such as inherent weaknesses or constitutional taints in certain areas of our individual bodies. When we know we have an inherently weak colonic system, or that our bronchial system is inclined to be affected by adverse weather, we should, as a matter of common sense, guard against unnecessary attacks. Just as we would put a fence around our yard to keep out stray dogs. One reason for the existence of catarrh in any part of the system may be fatigue, because a tired body develops acids which irritate tissues and mucous membranes. This fatigue may be due to habits of work that place undue strain on certain portions of the body. It may be due to overeating or indulging in wrong combinations of food over long periods of time, or the use of narcotics, drugs, or any factor that depletes our normal energy, beyond the natural power of the body to resist and throw off such attacks. In short, fatigue may be due to repeatedly breaking the laws of equilibrium or balance which maintain a healthy body. We break a public law once, we get off with a small fine or a light sentence, so it is with the body. We may be able to get away with one cold, but if we continue to break the law, which resulted in that penalty, we will develop a chronic condition and pay for our negligence. I did that, my friends. I worked around the clock. I ate horrible junk food, nasty food, stuff I would not, can't even put my body today. It was so nasty. 6 Coca-Colas a day. I just worked, thought, yeah, I'm King Kong. I'll make up for it later. When they say the word, the mantra we had was, you can sleep when you're dead. Well, I almost did. I've had cancer and healed from that, and asthma and psoriasis. But all these diseases, whether it's diabetes, heart trouble, hardening of the arteries, cancer, we can rehabilitate them. But of course, we got to get the right start. So many of you that we see, you started, the ill health started in your childhood. I mean, how many people, some of you came out of the womb with plugged bowels. You've had constipation your entire life. You can't remember ever having a normal bowel movement. Maybe you had your tonsils out. Maybe you had your appendix out when you were a kid because you were constipated. That's a constipation issue, both of those. Gallbladder as well. We just have some guy, we've had several people last year, heal their gallbladder by doing a 10-day healing retreat. You got to remove the condition. You got to remove the impediment. And that is a plugged and disgusting, nasty, impacted colon. So we should remember, he writes, that the body cleanliness, correct foods, normal activities, and a happy environment with plenty of love will prevent most of the ill health found in children. Even with those inherent weaknesses, will, if properly cared for, become healthy adults and escape most of the ills of childhood. But are we giving our children the care of their birthright? No. Look at all the stuff you're giving your kids. Boxed juices, gummy bear vitamins. Are you kidding me? Throw that stuff out. Freddie Flintstone vitamins? Anyway, no. As Joe Biden would say. Okay, so anyway, and you know, you see these kids, I mean, you eat this stuff, you give them lasagna, and you give them pizza. I mean, pizza is so overrated as a food in this country. The glyphosate-laden wheat products that these cheap pizzas have with cheese. I mean, you take bread and cheese, you know, just take some one time, take a piece sometime, just a cheese pizza. Take and squeeze it, mush it around, and then put it in a jar. Put some milk over it. Just see what happens over time. Yeah, that's glue in your gut. That's glue that's adhering to the intestinal tract. It'll sit there and it'll rot. Next thing you know, oh, I've got fibromyalgia. You got little tears in your gut, and it gets into the bloodstream. Now the blood is toxic. Now your lymphatic system's toxic. Your liver's toxic. You get a thing called a fatty liver, and we're seeing fatty livers in kids in their 20s today because of the rotten, putrid food you're giving them as snacks and putting in their lunch bucket, or worse yet, you're letting them eat that awful crap that they get in the public school system. That stuff is absolute horrible. Same crap they feed the prisoners. Horrible stuff. I had a client in here not too long ago, and she does CT ultrasound. She says, David, there's not a person out the prison that has a good liver. They all have fatty liver. I'm going to tell you, most of America has a fatty liver today. That's a very toxic liver. So we got to clean up the body to get it well again. I love his writing. He goes on, there's such a thing as innocently breaking laws that we are unaware of until we are caught. But the body has its policemen who write tickets to enlighten or warn us. These are known as symptoms. They are in the form of discharges, irritations, pains, inflammations that occur when we have an accumulation of morbid matter or poisons in any part of the body. These symptoms usually appear first in the mucous membranes. The signposts grow up as we progress down the road to a complete breakdown of the body. The common cold, which we suppress, we go on to hay fever, which, when dried up, becomes asthma or even arthritis or some other chronic disease. So those of you with arthritis, those of you with sleep brain fog, sleep issues, weeping eyes, you can't sleep well, joint pain, these are all symptoms. And what do? You go and you take a pill or a capsule and you think, okay, You know, I'll take this for my condition. High blood pressure. I mean, all these are symptoms. Let's get this. And the root cause is always, always a toxic body. You got to clean out the toxicity. And that's where Living Waters Wellness Center shines. He writes, a weakened body and a sluggish bloodstream and lymph system react to every change in temperature. Every little breeze that blows becomes an ill wind for us. What should be normal adjustments to changing weather conditions such as temperature, humidity, or atmospheric pressures become violent reactions. Violent reactions like cancer. Violent reactions like cysts on your ovaries. Violent reactions like tumors or fibroids. All these things, right? Things in your, I had a little polyp in my colon. That's a big sign, my friends. Yeah, I had a couple taken out. I'm fine now. No, you're not. You just took, would you ever go and take, let's say you got a tire that's leaking. Would you go to the service station and say, hey, fill up my tire. And he fills it up and he says, hey, it's leaking. Yeah, but just keep filling it up and it keeps leaking. I mean, who would ever do that? No, you'd probably need to have the tire repaired, patched, or maybe a new tire. Would you ever say, well, hey, just give me a longer hose and let me drive off down the road? No, you can't do that. And you can't do that with your body either. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you and you're going to have a reckoning with a very, very serious illness or a super bad disease. If you're ignoring these little warning signs, I mean, most of you are going out there and you're covering up the warning signs on your dashboard, or maybe worse, you're having them removed. Well, I don't want to see that warning sign. The fuel pressure is not working, or the oil pressure is low. Oh my gosh, it's flatline. Oh, just cover it up. Let's drive on. No, you don't do that with your car, but yet you're doing it with your body. Every single one of you, unless you've been to Living Waters, has been doing that. You chase the symptoms. You black out the idiot lights on your dashboard. You have all these warning signs, the hives, the rashes, the itchy head. I had a guy not too long ago, and he had a black mole on his head. I mean, it was cancerous, plainly cancerous. Oh, no, it wasn't. No. I had some psoriasis. I said, dude, you've got a fucking black mole here, and that is cancerous. Well, we had it removed. No. You just covered up the symptom. It's systemic. You got to treat it properly. You got to go deep into the body. You got to cleanse the body. When the body gets cleansed, you have the ability to heal anything. Hey, we'll be back in a moment. You've been listening to David DeHaas from Living Waters Wellness Center, where miracles begin by healing from within. And you can reach out and learn about our healing retreat, March 11th at 208-378-9911. Or go to the website and grab the video, 4 Natural Laws of Healing, and watch it right now so that you can get the catarrh out of your body and remove those symptoms. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Once in a lifetime, a healing tool comes across your path that can really change the ability for the body to heal naturally and quickly. We have found such a tool, and it has changed the way my family lives and how our clients at Living Waters are helping to heal their body. It's called phototherapy, and phototherapy is the ability of your body using waves of light to turn on your body's ability to make its own stem cells. No surgeries, just simply a little Band-Aid-sized patch that can activate your body to make stem cells. As you age, you're producing less and less stem cells. And by age 60, you're making none. So when it comes to healing and repairing, it is a long, long process. We can now speed that process up by using phototherapy. Go over to stemcellpatch.net and watch the videos there. And go ahead and try these patches for a few months. These patches have helped so many of our clients reverse pain, help speed up the healing, sleep better, and on and on. You'll see some of the testimonials over there. It's an amazing little tool that you should be using right now. For less than the cost of a cup of coffee per day, you can now be increasing your body's ability to make a stem cells on its own. StemCellPatch.net or call the office at 208-378-9911.
You can't treat the body and heal it a piece at a time. You have to treat the whole body naturally. That's why Living Waters Wellness Center 10-Day Healing Retreat is so successful in helping what I call the incurables back to wellness. Here's what a few clients had to say about their experience at Living Waters Wellness Center.
For over a year, I've been dealing with gas pains, stomach pains, and been waking me up in the middle of the night, so I never get a full night's rest. And last night, after my first colonics, I slept through the entire night without any stomach pain or any kind of issues.
I suffered from migraine headaches for 12 years, once a month. And since I did the 10-day retreat at Living Waters Wellness Center 8 years ago, I have not even had a migraine. I've not even had a headache. I had back pain on my left side for about 20, 25 years. After the 10-day healing retreat, the pain is completely gone.
To learn more about the 10-day healing retreat, go to healingtheincurables.com or call the office at 208-378-9911. That's 208-378-9911. The preceding examples may not be typical of your experience and may not be right for you. Seek the opinion of a qualified healthcare professional before determining if cleansing is right for you. Welcome back to the show. David DeHaas from Living Waters Wellness Center, where miracles begin by healing from within. If you want to get your miracle, we got a retreat coming up March 11th, 2024. And if you want to get your miracle, you need to come down here and get registered for that retreat if we still have room. And it's a very special retreat. You're going to learn so much about the body. In addition, you're going to get all these toxins out, and you're going to start moving out all the catarrh, the phlegm, the mucus. And when we do that, the toxic buckets, the cysts, the polyps, the tumors have a chance to shrink and disappear and go away. Got to get those toxins out. Got to clean up that blood. We got to start first by doing colon hydrotherapy. You should just burn it in your brain. Anytime you get sick, I need to do a colonic. Come on down to Living Waters, 208-378-9911. We've been talking today, but my mentor that I've never met, Dr. Bernard Jensen, and he writes in his book about the word, new word we've learned, catarrh. If you missed any parts of the show, go catch the whole thing, wholebodydetoxshow.com. And put that into your show. Please give us a review over there at the Whole Body Detox Show podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Oh, sure, appreciate that. And so he goes on to write, we get summer colds, winter colds, attacks of asthma, hay fever, sinusitis, bronchitis, and our joints, which have become corroded with arthritic accumulations, are painful. Accumulations in the arteries cause a strain on the heart and slow the circulation, causing coldness in the extremities. Those of you with cold hands and cold feet, you know what I'm talking about. These are symptoms of subacute and acute conditions. They are the result of neglect of small symptoms or the suppression of catarrhal conditions. We're only storing up misery for ourselves and our children when we suppress these small ailments. First discharges, first colds. We understand that we shall have gone a long way toward maintaining good health. Nervousness and depression often accompany catarrhal conditions. Many people today have nervous breakdowns, which affect the mental capacity as well as injure the physical body beyond its power to recuperate. This may be due to the strain of living, but disease usually follows tension and vice versa. Fatigue can be a symptom of catarrh as well as a cause. We feel tired all the time. We can't quite the mustard at work. We just don't feel like playing. We haven't the energy to carry on our normal activities, much less the extra vitality needed at times for special occasion. Life becomes dull and burdensome. And I remember this so well. I'd come home at 6 o'clock at night, go to sleep, wake up at 9, go to bed, wake up in the morning, just drag myself out of bed. That's because I was just super toxic. Most of the clients that come in here, you have cold hands and cold feet. You know what I'm talking about. That is a systemic problem. The dash lights are going off on your dash left and right. Those are symptoms. And rather than chasing the symptom, let's get to the root cause. Let's clean out the body. Let's detoxify it. You do that beginning with colon hydrotherapy. And then we add in the other pieces of the puzzle, far infrared therapies, far infrared saunas, lymphatic detoxifiers, PEMF devices. We add in the right soups and the foods and the juices. Talk about the mental and the emotional and the spiritual, and we clear out that old debris that's been hanging on to us like an old boulder you've been carrying around on your shoulder for years. You don't need to carry this pain around for the rest of your life. You can live your best life right now. Look, I'm better today at 66 than I was in my 30s. The body has an amazing ability to heal, and you can heal it as well. So, catarrh manifests itself in many other ways. Some of the most common are bronchitis, sinusitis, and tonsillitis. Oh, just take the tonsils out. No, don't take those out. The symptoms of bronchitis are a raw stuff feeling in the membranes of the bronchial tubes, poor circulation of the blood, which appear blue in color, sluggish venous circulation, slighter mouth-like inhalation of the breath, weak voice, suffocation, soreness in the chest developing into a rattle, one red cheek and the other pale, a contraction and tightness in the chest becomes a hollow cough. The symptoms of sinusitis are similar to those of bronchitis, except that they developed in the sinus areas, causing pressure, pains in the ears, eyes, and head, with a raw feeling in the sinuses. My friends, I tell you how many times I've come in, people come in here, Will it help with that? Yes, it will. And we see them get better very quickly and very easily. You got to get rid of that old sludge in your system. Had a guy call this week and he said, David, he said, I've got really bad breath. People tell me that my breath is really, really, really bad. I says, well, how's your body odor? He says, well, my body odor is not that bad. He says, but my breath is really bad. And he says, I was going to go to an ENT. And I says, well, okay, they're going to stick something down your throat and look around. And maybe they'll give you some kind of a drug. But my friend, the reason why you stink, that's a sign. You are plugged up. Well, no, I poop fine, David. No, I go to the bathroom every day. Yeah, but you've got old debris sitting in the intestinal tract. And it's got into the membranes and all the tissues of your body. It's in your blood. It's in your lymphatic system. I'm shocked you don't have, when you sweat, I'm surprised you don't really reek as well. But that's just the way your body's handling it. Everybody's body handles these things differently. But if you come in here and do a deep tissue cleanse, those body odors are going to go away. I used to be a mouth breather. Still am to some extent, but not much. I've changed that condition as well. But I'd have just all this gunk in my mouth every morning. I mean, just the horrible. All the plaque on my teeth, don't have that anymore. Why? Because I'm clean. I eat clean. I drink clean. You know, I do regular colon cleansing. I do liver cleansing. I do all the things. I do all the maintenance. I stay clean. Because I'm staying clean, my joints don't hurt. My back doesn't hurt. I mean, I used to, one time in my life, I was going to the chiropractor every day. In fact, at one point, they says, I think you need to go see it, you know, have psychiatry checked out and go to a neurologist. They wanted me to have my head looked at. And the reason, I was just eating a very bad diet. You know, I worked all the time. I just tried to push through things. My body was out of alignment. And part of the reason why I was out of alignment is because I had all this mucus, all this junk in my system, and the body couldn't get back to being aligned. I mean, there are smart chiropractors in town who know sometimes it's best to go see David in between chiropractic treatments, get the old poop out, the old mucus out, and then the body, when they adjust you and the body goes back into place, it stays there. So there are some smart chiropractors here in this town that refer people to us all the time because they know you cannot fix a disjointed system when the trunk is full of old waste. You just can't do it. And that's what he's talking about here, is that in this book, he says you cannot just chase after symptoms. You got to get to the root cause. So, guys, look at, you got to begin with colon hydrotherapy, and it's simple to do. I know some of you are going to be nervous about doing it. You're going to be worried about someone's going to see your privates. They're not. You're all covered up in a blanket in the privacy of your own room. Really simple. And there's a video on the website that shows you how to do it. Piece of cake. Another simple tool to help remove these catarrhal conditions. Everyone should have a vibration system in their home to help move that lymphatic fluid every day. We have them here at Living Waters. You can see it, find them on our website and our store. Come down and try them out if you like to. But that moving that lymphatic, you know, when we were kids, we were doing jump rope and hopscotch and maybe jumping on a trampoline if we're lucky. We were moving. Most of us today, we don't move enough. And so the lymphatic system, which you have 800 lymph nodes, becomes stagnant. And in some cases, especially women, because you wear bras, it gets stagnant right around the breast area. And so it stops and it becomes cancerous. Yeah, not a good thing. So moving your lymphatic, skin brushing, even just brushing with your hands, your body every morning when you get up, you know, take either a nice soft brush or just use your hands and go up behind your legs, all the way up through your gut, around your armpits, and just move those lymphs under your armpits around from your chest over to the right side where that vein is. And from the top of your head down behind your ears and down through into that right side, that's where it's going to go into that vein and then back into the liver, and the liver will start dealing with those toxicities. So much to share in this final segment, but my friends, if you missed any part, go over to the wholebodydetoxshow.com. And today, you've been catch up on, we're talking about that catarrh in the body, that mucus buildup that's causing you your arthritic problems, your brain fog, your hands being having cold hands, cold feet, brain fog, being lethargic and tired, hives, rashes. All these things are just symptoms. And like I mentioned, don't cover up the symptoms with a piece of duct tape on the dashboard of your body, right? You don't want to cover up the symptoms. You want to go after the root cause, right? You want to clean the body out and you want to eat the proper foods. And so many of you today are just eating the worst foods out there. And you got to change that, my friends. And once you clean up the body, those addictions you have to the diet sodas, the energy drinks, eating that rotten microwave food. Besides, you should toss away your microwaves anyway. They're toxifying and making your food poison. And it's building up more catarrh, more mucus, more junk, more phlegm in your body. And so for those of you who have those constant coughs, right? You know who you are. You got the cold hands. You're always tired. You don't have enough energy to get through the day. You can't remember where you put your keys. These are all conditions of a systemic toxic body, and you got to clear it to have any effectual healing take place. I remember as a kid growing up, the first thing, looking back on my life, I grew up in farm country, and my mom took me to a dentist, and she had, of course, what they do, they put mercury in your mouth. And from then on, I had allergies. I had asthma. And then what did I drink? I drank cow's milk. It was raw milk, but I put sugar in it. Hershey's chocolate. Next thing you know, I got asthma. I'm just begging to breathe. And I got so sick as a kid. Looking back, I know why now. But, you know, I'd eat cereals. I'd Cheerios and Raisin Bran with tons of sugar. I was so addicted to sugar. Between that and the dairy products, I just had all this mucus in my body. And fortunately for me, I'm able to live here on this fine earth because I did a 10-day healing retreat years ago. Well, first I started doing colonics in the 90s, and I found that we discovered that the process of the 10-day healing retreat and put all the tools together that I bought over time and put together this wonderful recipe I call the 10-day healing retreat, and I have completely revamped my life. I mean, there's no doubt I would have been dead in my 40s. You know, I had cancer then, and I had all these issues, and I always hurt and was always tired. And if you're having those symptoms, you need to come to a 10-day healing retreat. Invest in yourselves. You know what? For the cost of about $9 a day, amortized over the process of a little over a year, you can have a 10-day healing retreat and get yourself well. And I think you're worth that, my friends. So some of the other things you want to avoid is and eliminate from your body is the stress. Stress is huge. And we are in a stressful world. We got so much stressful news around us. But there are tools, and I call them the emotional toolbox that we provide here at Living Waters Wellness Center. And one of them we just talked about, I think it was back in episode 162, I think, Heart Math. And we teach you that tool. And it's Last Cleanse. I saw, because we monitor you every day when you're doing this process and we're teaching it to you. And one couple people had their pulse rates were like flipping through them from like 85 to 110. I mean, just huge ranges. I mean, mine typically is between 65 and 75. I mean, most people will usually be in that somewhere in that range, a nice tight range. But there's two people that were just, it was just really scattered. It was pretty freaky. But by the end of the retreat, guess what? They brought those numbers down and they brought it into a range of about 10 points. But they were, I mean, it was pretty spooky for sure. But again, you know, we've been living this life. We've been living a stressful world. And you need those tools. You need those go-tos that you can just grab in the middle of the day when you maybe before you go into an intense meeting or after you came out of an intense meeting. You want that tool. And we teach you those tools here. I mean, they're simple, easy tools that you can use in everyday life to basically chill out quickly and get centered so you can be a productive human being and live your best life. Because stress, my friends, is huge in creating these diseases. So the bronchial issues, the asthma, the upper cold in your chest, the brain fog. I mean, all of these things can be remedied quickly and easily. And you got to add the water. Like we talked about earlier, the person that did the water fast, it's a great tool. But if you have not got the junk out of the trunk, it's still sitting in there and it's putrefying and rotting. We had a guy come in, he did a 40-day fast. Hey, David, he says, what do you think about me doing a 10-day cleanse? I says, yeah, I think you should. He says, okay. And he was absolutely blown away after 40 days of not eating a thing, just water only, the discharge that came out of his body. And to see his skin color change, oh my word, it was huge. His thinking became crystal sharp. I mean, bam, bam, bam. I mean, he was on it. A different guy, a different person, a different human being. And that's what we see on people on the 10-day healing retreat. They literally come out as different people. Go and check out some of our recent testimonials on our YouTube channel. I'll put links in the show notes at wholebodydetoxshow.com to those links. Also, they're on our website under success stories. There's about 300 there, more on our YouTube channel. We're also on the Rumbles and the BitChute as well. Those links are in the show notes at wholebodydetoxshow.com, which is where a podcast is at. You know, always got a drip. If you've always got these problems, you know, you got to look at what the food you're eating. And then we got to clean out the body. It's as simple as that. You clean out the body, these problems, the tissues have a place then to drain to. Meanwhile, where else is it going to go? I mean, you built this stuff up over time. And think of it like a house, a dirty house. You've got garbage. First, you've got stuff in one bedroom. Next thing you know, you're throwing stuff in another bedroom. Next thing you know, you've got the garage full. Next thing you know, stuff's out on the porch. Now it's down the hallway. You got all these boxes of stuff, right? Stuffy stuff. And that's what happens in our body. It literally builds up. And where do you start? Well, you got to start at least with, maybe you start with the garage. Let's pull out some of stuff out of the hallway next. Let's clean this last bedroom. And that's what colon hydrotherapy is really doing. It's relieving the burden, like that burden you have in your home, in the closets, in the drawers of your home, right? All these areas are this buildup of toxic matter in your home. And there's people that teach you how to feng shui your home, right? Well, you got to feng shui your body by getting out the gunk in the tissues. And that starts with getting the gunk out of the trunk. And that's your colon hydrotherapy. Every organ in your body, every organ connects the intestinal tract. Every single one. Come down here and get your $12 to have a chart, put it on the wall. And when your kids come to you or your parents come to you and they say, gee, I got this issue. You look down, you say, oh, eyes? Oh, yeah, right over here. Throat? Hip? Oh, yeah, yeah. Right hip? Oh, yeah. Look at this down here. You probably got some buildup over here in your right side below your cecal valve. You'll know this stuff. You'll know what to do. Take care of the root cause, my friends. Take care of the root cause. And then when you add the perfect supplements, they get absorbed. The problem is some of you guys are spending a lot of money on supplements. Some of you went out there and you spent a lot of money doing a parasite cleanse. You bought all these supplements. And some of these are really good supplements. I've seen the list which you bring in here. Great stuff. The problem is you haven't added water. Until you add water, you're not going to get all the junk out of the trunk. And people say, yeah, I did this parasite cleanse. Got lots of parasites out. Well, if you got lots without water, I'm going to tell you there's a lot more ness inside. Yeah, you're not going to get them out with a supplement. There's not enough supplements in the world to clean up the body of parasites and the heavy metals. You got to add the water. Try taking a shower with just soap and no water. Yeah, that's what you're doing. Literally, that's what you're doing. You're soaping yourself up, but you're not cleaning yourself out. Let's get to the root cause of the matter by healing the body. So next healing retreat, March 11th, and then April on the calendar. Look on our website under 10-Day Healing Retreats. Give us a call at 208-378-9911 or check out the website, livingwaterscleanse.com. You deserve to live your best life. Till next week, my friends, have a blessed week.
Once in a lifetime, a healing tool comes across your path that can really change the ability for the body to heal naturally and quickly. We have found such a tool, and it has changed the way my family lives and how our clients at Living Waters are helping to heal their body. It's called phototherapy, and phototherapy is the ability of your body using waves of light to turn on your body's ability to make its own stem cells. No surgeries, just simply a little Band-Aid-sized patch that can activate your body to make stem cells. As you age, you're producing less and less stem cells. And by age 60, you're making none. So when it comes to healing and repairing, it is a long, long process. We can now speed that process up by using phototherapy. Go over to stemcellpatch.net and watch the videos there. And go ahead and try these patches for a few months. These patches have helped so many of our clients reverse pain, help speed up the healing, sleep better, and on and on. You'll see some of the testimonials over there. It's an amazing little tool that you should be using right now. For less than the cost of a cup of coffee per day, you can now be increasing your body's ability to make a stem cells on its own. StemCellPatch.net or call the office at 208-378-9911.
You can't treat the body and heal it a piece at a time. You have to treat the whole body naturally. That's why Living Waters Wellness Center 10-Day Healing Retreat is so successful in helping what I call the incurables back to wellness. Here's what a few clients had to say about their experience at Living Waters Wellness Center.
For over a year, I've been dealing with gas pains, stomach pains, and it's been waking me up in the middle of the night, so I never get a full night's rest. And last night, after my first colonics, I slept through the entire night without any stomach pain or any kind of issues.
I suffered from migraine headaches for 12 years, once a month, and since I did the 10-day retreat at Living Waters Wellness Center 8 years ago, I have not even had a migraine. I've not even had a headache.
I had back pain on my left side for about 20, 25 years. After the 10-day healing retreat, the pain is completely gone.
To learn more about the 10-day healing retreat, go to healingtheincurables.com or call the office at 208-378-9911. That's 208-378-9911. The preceding examples may not be typical of your experience and may not be right for you. Seek the opinion of a qualified healthcare professional before determining if cleansing is right for you.